You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
We already know that. It is. He's got the tunes that make you feel alright.
He's rocking every Saturday night. Who is he? He is the rocker. That's right.
And he's in the studio. WMDX 92.7. It's John and Gordy in the morning. Gordy's back again. I don't know if anybody noticed that this morning.
Here I am. Okay. And happy Friday. We've got showers that'll give way to sunshine. Highs near 70 today.
But, if anybody could have listened to our discussion during that last break between Rocker and myself, we're going at it.
My head is spinning.
You know, the Star Wars canon and, of course, then you had to bring up The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings and the whole trilogy.
You guys are deep in the weeds on this stuff.
Yeah, you want to get into it now. After you heard us talking about it, you're kind of thinking, hey, I got to get into the Lord of the Rings.
And, I don't think so.
And how many books are in the Star Wars canon that were written?
Gosh, probably over 150. I know I've read, 110.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
That is Rocker. He's with Max Inc. on Saturday nights.
Well, here's the thing, they took off on it, and they decided not to do the entire 110 books
and they decided to do
something different, and it's called Andor, and you can watch it on Disney. And Rogue One is the movie version, which everybody should see. It's a great movie.
But Rocker's not a fan of Disney.
See, Rocker is he's holding back. He doesn't really want to say anything.
I'm a no disc canon person. So if you go hashtag no disc canon, that's no Disney canon. And so anybody who's been with the extended universe of Star Wars, which is literally 25,000 years of history.
And you're angry that you read all those books for nothing now.
Oh, I didn't read them for nothing. They're all in my head, and I have the best story you can possibly imagine.
Okay.
Right? Stored up there. But I'm not going to infiltrate it with this, sort of dirty Disney's canon stuff, if you will. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. They're like the Trumpers of Star Wars Disney films.
Now you're getting okay. You know,
so they're rewriting history.
But no, it's fake. It's not real history.
It's fake news.
It's
John.
Fiction. They can do anything they want.
No, it's fake news.
Well, we were going to get into some music, but now we don't have any time left. So thanks for joining us, Rocker, and see you Monday. Oh, wait. Okay.
Wait, Monday?
Reset, that's Rocker, and he has a show called Max Inc. on the weekends, and that all started out as a magazine many years ago, right?
Yes,
how many years? What year was that?
1996. March of 1996 was when Maximum Music Magazine hit the streets, and then we ended at the lockdowns, because by then, kind of print was a little waning, and the lockdowns just shut down everything, and...
But you don't have the magazine anymore, but you got Facebook and you
Facebook
got your website.
And the radio right here on WMDX 92.7, right? Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. You can find us also Apple Music and Spotify for the interviews and live from the Mad City performances. Each week on Max Inc. Radio, we feature interviews with local Wisconsin-based artists, plus personalities, including entrepreneurs and other folks who's in your neighborhood, right? We talk to them all. This week, we have Megatone Studios Paul Schluter, the owner, he's moving his whole studio, and he's going to come on and to talk about it. They're one of Madison's most prolific studios for local music, that's for sure. And then Jeff Burkhardt, he has new music coming out and a show coming up, and he's that ex-CEO nonprofit guy that is totally doing music now. So we're going to hear about that and a show at the Harmony coming up. And live from the Mad City with Milwaukee's Robbie Sender. He's a Midwest struggle country, and he's going to come out here, singer-songwriter. On Saturday night.
Okay.
And last week on Live from the Mad City, we've been playing Horace Greene now a couple times here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Yep.
And we had them live in the studio last week. They're the four piece from Oshkosh. The podcast is available right now, civicmedia.us/MaxIncRadio. Of course, Apple Music and Spotify. And you can subscribe to the podcast for feed, for updates. They played last week, Max Inc. Radio. We went and hung out at Paul's Palmeni. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No.
The restaurant. We hung out with the band. It's like a Russian dumplings. They are so good. This, it's a restaurant actually owned by Madtown Manish Boys, Paul Schwemmer. And it was a lot of fun. This is the latest single right here. We recorded it last week. So you're listening to What Happened on Max Inc. Radio, live from the Mad City. This is Horace Greene with their new hit, Cream.
Electric heaven grabbing hold. Move your body with your soul. How we dream it over tones as we move across the floor. Into the groove, there's nothing you can do. That's so creep. The currency of ecstasy. Turning gold to jealousy.
That was great. Yeah,
you know, Cream there.
So, I mean, think about it, guys. Some of you can see if you're watching the Facebook feed, that was right here in this studio, right? And the drum set was right behind the glass.
Nice.
I mean, really well produced here in the studio.
Yeah.
I mean, each and every Saturday. It sounds so good.
It's an amazing live performance, right?
It is.
So check out this week with Robbie Sender. It's always a great time. Yeah. Jeff Burkhardt, we were just talking about him. He's going to be in Saturday night. We're going to be talking to him, but we're also going to be premiering some new music. He's a Madison singer-songwriter featured on PBS Wisconsin. He used to play in the Dirty Shirts, and he often plays with the band The Echo Rays. Thursday, October 16th, Jeff Burkhardt at the Harmony Bar, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can catch him with talking about his new songs and upcoming show this Saturday on Max Inc. Radio. And, you know, he might just bring a guitar and play a song as well for us. We'll have to see what happens. This is a brand new song written by Jeff and performed by the Echo Rays. You're hearing it first right here on John and Gordy.
Yes.
MDX 92.7. Oh, yeah. This is called All That I Love.
Okay.
Written by Jeff Burkhardt.
That's right.
And that is the Echo Rays performing it.
That's right.
So that's great. Guitar
work. So he's a singer-songwriter, right?
He is, yeah. And we've had him, if you go up to our podcast site, you can find when he was here live in the studio as well. So great artist.
Yes.
And Harmony Bar coming up on Thursday, October 16th.
Okay.
And Harmonious Whale. Guys, we've talked about them before,
oh, yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Gypsy Jazz, American Infused.
They've been around for a long time.
You know, more than 30 years, right?
Yes.
And so we all know that Maggie plays the cardboard box with the brushes, and Sims, he's a mandolin virtuoso. But Chris Wagner plays fiddle with them all the time, and they're the Wailing All-Stars. Tonight, they will be October 10th at the North Street Cabaret. That's right across from the Tip Top on the east side. Harmonious Whale with Scott Lavenka. And, you know, I chopped out a little different feel from a different song so we could hear some instrumentation yes. from these guys because yes. they are just so good.
Yeah.
Right now, this is an all-instrumental by Harmonious Whale. This is called Move and features Chris Wagner on fiddle.
Wow.
They're great.
That's jazz guitarist. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, well, and that's Sims on the mandolin there.
Mandolin at first. Was amazing. Yeah,
he's
the first time.
Just
yeah.
brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Fiddle, too.
It's great yeah. stuff. Oh, yeah. Amazing. I just love that.
And that's what's great on this show. You know, I get to kind of go and listen to different parts and really kind of bring them out for you. You mm-hmm. may not know that they play like that,
yeah.
right? It's
right.
incredible.
I know.
Yeah.
We got time for one more?
I think so.
Yeah.
We do. Becca Murray and the Wildflowers. Tonight, she's at Schuster's Farm in Deerfield from 7 to 10 p.m. And then tomorrow night on the 12th at the Stuffed Olive on State Street. Becca Murray, she's a soulful indie pop artist. She's based in Madison. And her new album, Skating By, blends indie pop, rock, and jazz, exploring the challenges of your mid-20s, John. I don't know what those might have been back
yeah,
then.
It's crazy
navigating
stuff.
Routines while chasing dreams that just feel out of reach. She's been performing in Madison bands for years, but she's putting out this kind of solo project, BeccaMurrayMusic.com. Let's check out a tune before you can get it online. This is called Flytrap, totally premiering right here on John and Gordy, MDX 92.7. This is Becca Murray, Flytrap.
Drinking from the well, it tastes so sweet. You couldn't tell there's poison in the stream. Paying back what you thought was for free. Thought you'd get away ignoring signs. Only was a short matter of time till you left your real plans all behind. And you found you're going no place else at all. And it feels like the whole world led on your down. Never thought you could feel so damn small. But you found yourself stuck in a world you're too weak to leave behind. It's alright to push your dreams.
Really nice.
Great.
Smooth stuff.
Isn't that
yeah.
great?
Yeah.
We're booking her here. She's going to be live in the studio. We'll definitely let you know when she comes in. I have a couple more songs. I have a feeling yep. we're going to hear more from Becca Murray and the Wildflowers.
I hope
and
so.
We will hear more from Rocker with the Max Inc. preview on John and Gordy in just a moment. We'll come right back with some more local and regional music on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
More cowbell, please. Johnny Gordy in the morning right here on WMTX 92.7. Check us out on the Civic Media app. Yep. Choose our station, mm-hmm. and then text us or voice note us. We got a voice note from Matt Middleton. That's fantastic. See, it works. It still works. Work. Even if we don't use it.
And we got a few more minutes here with Rocker. Do want to mention next week on the show, on Monday, we've got Chicago radio personality Steve Cochran will join us again.
Oh, yeah.
And talking about ice in Chicago.
I can't wait to hear about that.
And later next week, we'll check in with Amy Horak from David J. Frank, also Jesse Christensen from Cannabis DNP. We had him in a week or so ago. We wanted to get him
and
back.
We didn't have enough time to talk about all the different aspects of it. I mean, he's really getting into this, and it's a discussion about making it legal.
Yes, all regulating the new pot laws that are up for grabs.
Yeah. And they have an organization that they're trying to do something nationwide in order to band together, because now Ohio, Governor DeMint is also trying, DeWine rather, he's also trying to get something together on this, and he might even close down all the shops until they regulate it in some way, shape, or form, which would be terrible because those shops would go out of business while they debate it and come up with some regulations about products that shouldn't look like kids' candy.
Well, we'll talk to Jesse Christensen next week.
Sorry to have gotten into that. I'm starting to break in here, but go ahead. We've got Rocker in the studio playing more music for us, local music,
got
statewide
a few more minutes.
Music.
Yep.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, let's talk about the Jimmies. They were founded in 2009. They're a mama
and
Grammy award-winning band. Right. We know about them. Jimmy Vaguely, Hammond organ, piano, electric Rhodes. Did you know during the day, Jimmy helps out with his family's sixth-generation dairy farm, and they till 1,500 acres of cropland. They robotically milk 130 purebred brown Swiss dairy cows.
Wow.
I'll say that quick, right?
Wow.
Export embryos and bull semen and live animals all over the world. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But at night, Jimmy is a rock star, right?
He is.
This Saturday, actually, 10-12, 7-acre dairy farm down in Belleville, they'll be playing. The 16th, they're at Toffler's Pub and Grill in New Glarus. Then they're coming to Madison on the 24th of October for the Coda Cafe on the Willie Street in Madison. And then November 7th, they're doing the local showcase, music showcase. That's presented by Music Makes a Difference. That'll be at the High Noon on the 7th of November. Right now, we're going to listen to a little bit different slice of one of Jimmy's older tunes. This is called Drinkin'. You're listening to John and Gordy, MDX 92.7.
Lonesome all the time. The way these Jews have left me, oh Lord, it's a crime. I put the cork back in the bottle. I quit drinking one more time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The Jimmies.
The Jimmies.
Yeah, I love the idea of the 7-acre dairy farm.
Yeah.
Barn out there in Belleville.
That's right.
Boy, that's really catching on.
John
and Gordy, we're starting our own, line dance dairy barn.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to workshop that one, get it out online.
Line dance dairy barn.
Yeah.
No, standing in line for the new Star Wars movie.
It all works. Yeah. Well, put it all together.
You know, Dom likes to line dance.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have told him that.
I do. Yes. Seriously?
He's got boots. He's got a cowboy hat and a vest and chaps and everything.
This is what he'll do for love. You know, that's his girlfriend.
I want to see some video of this. Is there video?
There is, but I'm not showing you.
Okay. Good deal. All right. We got anything? We got a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mac O'Brien, Saturday, the 18th of October. She's coming back to Whiskey Jack's on State Street. You know, she's from Chicago, ties to Madison, Milwaukee, a country alternative artist, but she recently signed as an artist and brand advancement deal with TSP Creative out of Nashville, and they're known for guiding artists through touring, sponsorships, and all kinds of stuff. Their roster includes Coldplay, Post Malone, and the Lumineers, and Alice Cooper. Pretty crazy. She's going places, and she'll be right here. October 18th, Whiskey Jack's. This is from her brand new album, Heavy Change. This is Cold-Blooded, Mac O'Brien.
They know about what they say, 'cause it's better names where I stay.
O'Brien, she's got a couple new band members, so check her out the 18th of October right here on State Street at Whiskey Jack's.
All right.
Rocker, once again, Saturday night, what do you got?
Oh, man, we got Megatone Studios. Paul Schluter, he's going to be in talking about his studio, and then Jeff Burkhart, new songs, and then Robbie Sender driving out here from Milwaukee to play for us live right here in the studio.
Very good. Checking them out. Rocker in Max Inc. And have fun Saturday night. We'll talk to you next week, Rocker.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
And Monday, Steve Cochran will be here, Chicago radio personality. We'll talk to him then.
He's got a line on everything that's going on in Chicago, for sure.
Yes, ice all over the city there, and he's going to give us an update. That's it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. John, have a good weekend.
Yeah, I will, and you too, man.
Oh, yeah.
As you're moving from one place to the
other. Cross town. Traffic. Look out. All right, so long. Let the sun shine. It's the
John and Corey. You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mags Inc. Radio. We are local music.